K-State Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. I'm your host, Eddie Greer, coming to you from on this Friday morning from Kansas City, Missouri, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, all things K-State podcast. And it's your first time listening to this podcast. If you're a big Kansas State fan or running fan, appreciate it for you to stop by, give us a listen, whether it's this afternoon, tonight, or whenever you get down to listen to this podcast here. Obviously, big weekend for the podcast coming up. Obviously, centered around the announcement here, which I'll record that podcast later on this afternoon. That won't come out till tomorrow after the Battle of the Bean is over. I'll explain that here in this episode. We got a lot of K-State stuff first to kind of preview, just to talk about a little bit, because we've already discussed some of that on this week's shows. If you missed out on any of the content, Purple Project Podcast feed, go back to it, including my reaction to last night, my reaction to the Iowa State loss, which is probably one of my favorite episodes, if not the favorite, despite K-State losing that in the way they lost. I won't go into any further of that because I'll spoil it. Go back, download it, check it out. We did not end up recording a bonus episode last night. So it'll be either tonight, or I'll have to move that, my co-host Alex Aiden, to next Tuesday, because Monday I have, which could more likely be my last games as broadcaster of Fort Hills Christian School basketball games on Monday. That leaves Tuesday open for that possibility, so I'll get my head on straight for that for sure. So definitely make sure that's on the other bonus channel, the Podbean channel. Obviously, the main channel, the Purple Project Podcast with our head, the Purple headset, is the A channel. That's already there, but there's a second channel for those of you kind of confused. There's a second channel with the E. That is my name, Eddie Greer, EddieGreer. Make sure you subscribe to that channel again, maybe today, this afternoon, since I have the rest of the afternoon to do that. But I got to take care of some other business there as well first before I do that. But at some point, I'll have that bonus channel running, and I'll get to all of the episodes that have been posted, recorded on the Podbean mic as well. So I know I've been saying it, it's probably getting old, but at some point I'll get to it. But of course, I'll be starting my new gig here pretty soon, and I'll save that for the other recording this afternoon, which that bonus announcement will come tomorrow after the Battle of Bean is over. Well, I'll be at that, but it'll be saved to that. But anyways, an action-packed K-State weekend. And we got some tennis to preview here, actually. So all things K-State and K-State Nation, you should be excited for that. But just to recap real quick, obviously the women will be playing this weekend. Let me see if I can get the schedule out here. We'll start with them because they played on Monday night. They were the big win there. Tap the schedule here to see what's next for them. Yeah, so obviously 13-game winning streak. And they're going to be playing, BYU tomorrow afternoon back at Bramlage. So that's the 4 o'clock tip there as well. K-State obviously having a rally. Well, both teams, basketball teams, rallied back from deficits. Case the difference. Women won the game, and the men, unfortunately, didn't win theirs. But the women's team continues to be on a streak right now. I think it's now at 13 or 14. I've lost count now. The K-State women's basketball continues to win, and more importantly, continue to find ways to win. Can they do that against BYU? We'll see what happens on that front there. Men's basketball, got to go to Houston. Oh, I am not looking forward to this. Houston, and this is the early game at Houston, in Houston, Texas, 11 a.m., and then you have the women following a little bit later on tomorrow afternoon back at Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan, Kansas at 4. And, of course, K-State, how are they going to respond against, obviously, one of the teams that have been very consistent in the college basketball landscape? That I'm talking about the Houston Cougars. Huge challenge for them. tomorrow there as well. So we'll see what happens on that front. And sticking with the men's basketball side of things right now, K-State fell right slotted in behind Iowa State, right? So looking at this conference, Tech all alone in first. Then you have everything is jumbled up. A four-way tie for second. That includes Houston and Kansas State, KU, and, of course, Iowa State, who it's K-State lost to the other night. Baylor, Oklahoma, TCU, Texas, UCF. Yeah, when you look at Baylor's by themselves behind K-State, OU to UCF. Four-way tie, 3-3. And then everyone else, BYU, Cincinnati, West Virginia, they're a blanket of their own at 2-4. And then the struggle, even though, yes, they've been there in the game, in all their conference games, really, but can't find a way to close the deal. Oklahoma State still without a win in the conference here. Now we'll take a look at the women's side here real quick. Yes, K-State, two-game lead over Oklahoma. Then you have Iowa State there. So Oklahoma 6-1, Iowa State 6-2, West Virginia 5-3. This is a little bit more spread out a little bit with the men being so jumbled up. It's like every week there's like some blanket covered over three or four teams with the same conference record. Here, K-State is by themselves, game and a half lead, probably say really two, but game and a half lead over Oklahoma, which you already beat them. You've yet to play Iowa State. West Virginia. Have they played West Virginia yet? I'm trying to remember. I don't know. The men played them, but I don't think the women have yet. Texas, you already beat them, 5-3. Baylor, you beat them, 4-3. Tech, Oklahoma State, they're 500. KU, you beat them. BYU, you got them at home tomorrow afternoon, 2-5. Woo! Cincinnati, 2-5. TCU, 2-6, which forfeited. And it's K-State, got a win on them. Houston, you beat them. UCF, you beat them. And UCF is the only winless team in the Big 12 on the women's side. So K-State in complete control right now, despite, again, let's remind people of this, K-State Nation, remind people of this, right, that, excuse me, that they're done this two games in a row with no Ayoka Lee. Remember, Ayoka Lee, I think it was last week, last Friday on this podcast, we found out that Ayoka Lee had to miss a month due to an ankle injury suffered in that Texas win a couple weeks ago back in Manhattan, Kansas. So you have that right there as well. So that's impressive, man. This team, if you don't know by now, this team legit, then you're mistaken. So we'll see what happens. Excuse me, we'll see what happens there. Obviously, K-State baseball, we talked about a little bit on last night's podcast. Again, check that out as well there. And they're slowly getting in here, really about another month from now. We're going to be getting ready to gear up for the K-State baseball. So last couple episodes, we've been recording them into the podcast there as well. And we talked about a little bit about indoor track as well. And for the first time, probably since way back last summer, we get to talk to the tennis team hitting the road this week. As the K-State women's tennis team goes to Wichita to take on Wichita State. That's going to be today, actually. As I'm sitting here recording this podcast here in a little while. And then they're going to come back to Manhattan on Sunday to take on South Dakota. So K-State women's tennis already 1-0 to start their winter spring campaign themselves there. And they're going to be playing at the Wichita Country Club there. The Lady Shockers on the tennis side, they're 2-1 there. As well, the Wildcats, career record against Wichita State going in there this afternoon, 4-4. They're 2-1. They're 2-1 back at the crib, back at Manhattan there. So the last time these two teams met in Wichita, back in the cold, not yet. It was not yet COVID year. No, take that bet. 2020, Cats won it 5-2 there. Mike Goss. Last season back at Mike Goss, Tennessee State, and back at K-State. K-State lost to Wichita State. Yeah, we remember that by now. Yep. 4-3. The doubles point was huge for Wichita State. They are getting over, getting past K-State there as well. This is going to be the fourth. Well, actually, no, this is South Dakota. So K-State plays South Dakota back in Manhattan on Sunday. It'll be the fourth meeting between the two schools and the Wildcats own South Dakota State. Nice. that just rolled off the tongue. Not South Dakota State. South Dakota, 3-0. Last meeting, going back to 2017. K-State cruised to a 6-1 win there as well. So, we'll have reaction to these games or recap these matches. Let's see. Not going to do that tomorrow because I'm going to record the bonus edition later on this afternoon. So, yeah, Sunday is dodgeball. I might do something then. We'll see. We'll just have to play by ear there as well. But we will recap these on Monday's show from the women's tennis side. So women's tennis already off to a good start. And actually, while we're already on that note, let's see if I can pull a schedule here for the women's tennis team. Woo! Okay, so let's see. Yeah, Wichita State, home, South Dakota, yep. So there's that as well. I think that's it for now. That's weird. So they haven't updated that. So they haven't updated the schedule for the women's tennis team on here. Interesting. So, yeah, we'll see what happens there on K-State tennis side there as well. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, literally. Here on this Friday, January 26, 2024. And we're going to wrap this pod here, going off the campus to the road, to the pavement, literally tomorrow. I was debating it, whether to record this on the EG3 pod or for a project podcast, where I did not recap the last races that I did back in late December with the Great Santa Run in the Westport Santa Dash Battle of Bean preview. And this was supposed to go down last Saturday, right? But instead, it got moved because of the colder temperatures, right? So now it got moved. Of course it didn't. Of course it did. Now I gotta pull it back up. Anyways, yeah, Battle of Bean rescheduled for tomorrow morning, pretty much same time. Yeah, because the core temperatures, it was probably look, last year it was cold. Okay, last week it could have been even more colder than that. This year, we lucked out. It's supposed to be pretty decent. Now again, decent in quotation marks, it could be still cold, but not as cold as it was going to be last week there as well. And look, I may just see what's going to happen tomorrow. I may just see how it's going to go down, because I would feel, and not that I don't want to put myself, I don't want to be sound as cocky or anything like that, and that's not my full intent. I don't want to be that person, but, you know, I've done speed workouts a little bit differently, because you got to deal with hills around here, around this city, right? So I've changed some things up a little bit to the fact where I'm doing these hill repeats, hill speed work on these hills, right? So we'll just have to see what happens. Obviously, last time I was in race mode. I mean, you could probably consider the hangover half, but I told a lot of people I was in cruise control, and that was my first half marathon win. Which, so I'm saying all that, I'm gonna count it, because yeah, you're in race condition still, and there was really no one to chase. So, you know, just put it in 6:30, 6:35 pace. And just cruise. And that's what I did there. There's no need to exert all this extra energy. You know, burnt yourself out and injure yourself, right? So that was that. And then, of course, the day before the half marathon, did a time travel 10K, right? Which, that was kind of a cruise too. So that was not my fast time as well. So, if I want to get into serious training again, I've been in transition mode for the last 3 weeks. So, but I've been able to just manage what I can do. So, I'm anxious about this tomorrow, how this is going to go down. It could go one or two ways, two ways. But look, looking at last year's battle, I mean, a year ago, I mean, the winner was 17-18. Now, the course, if it's the same course, look, I'm going to have an open mind here. It could change, but look. I'm just gonna go in with that mindset. And if it is, then we'll just tackle the best I can. But yeah, first time doing this race. Obviously, they do is this little thing with a Team Coco, Team Coffee deal there. So, and yours truly is Team Coco all the way, no question. I am not KC Nation a coffee person whatsoever. I'm just not that whatsoever. So, yeah, and looking at, 718 a year ago. So, you know, I finished right there. I finished seventh. And going from how tight it was, really, if you take fourth, I'm looking at last year's results right there. To me, in seventh there, because I was a good distance between the seventh and the eighth place person there as well. So it could have been that as well. I was as high as third, and I got passed on top of the hill, you know, in the second half of this race. So I may just see how it's gonna shake out tomorrow morning. I'm excited. I, for what it is, you know, I'm in back and forth. You know, shooting you passes up, whatnot. You're like, no, I'm ready to run fast and see what the old horse has. I see what I got. Go out there. And I've been thinking, you know, you're there to race. You're not. I mean, I get it. Last year, you know, logging up all these miles on race day. Look, I want to specifically go there. Go to any race, whether it's Overland Park, Lenexa, North Kansas City. You know, you're there to race. And look, warm-up miles, yep, that's another deal there. But look, you're there to race. Put the effort in there, the best you can, the way you can in the race. So that's kind of my mindset there. And I know I got a big thing going on, big event with one of the other groups in KC that I'm part of on Sunday. I'm really looking forward to that. So, and that's probably going to be a longer run there. But yeah, absolutely. We'll see what happens there. So I'm leaving myself open a chance here for sure, but I'm looking forward to competitive racing tomorrow. That's why I'm excited about it, and to do it in good, better conditions is even more exciting than that. So we'll just have to see how it all shakes out there with the Battle of Bean 5K tomorrow morning. It was supposed to happen last Saturday. It didn't because of the Arctic temperatures. The KC Running Company decided to move it to this weekend, where there was another race going on this weekend as well. That's on Sunday. I'm not doing that one because I wasn't going to do that one anyway. So that's the focus right now. Battle of Bean tomorrow. We'll just have to see what happens there at that course because they got some tricky hills in there. But, you know, the hills have become part of my strength. On my strong suits over the past like 2 years now. So, I mean, going in with an open mind, do the best you can, and we'll see what the chips fall on that. I'm excited, looking forward to that race then, to that race tomorrow morning. Then, and then, of course, the men's team, basketball team, will shortly tip off down in Houston, and then you have the women's basketball later on in the afternoon. And of course, Sunday will be women's tennis going home back to Manhattan. My goodness, excuse me, against South Dakota. So yeah, we're going to keep things a little bit short on this Friday episode of the podcast here. If anything kind of comes up when I get off the mic here, it might be related. It might be transitioned to the bonus episode that will come out tomorrow, and actually come at the same time while I'm thinking about it, as the Houston basketball game. So definitely a lot to look forward to this weekend as far as this podcast goes. So looking forward to that, and possibly another bonus, look talking Chiefs as they're back in the AFC title game weekend on the road against Lamar Jackson in the Baltimore Ravens. So we'll see what happens. Now all this shakes out here this weekend. Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kent State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available 4 or 5 times a week. And with the new schedule for me coming the week after next, I want to get in the flow of the workflow first, and then we'll see what happens. But yeah, more to come on the bonus episode, because I pretty much have led y'all right to that. So more to come on that bonus episode. So, but if you're the first time listening to this Kansas State podcast, we are a part of the Kansas State family of podcasts, with a 3-mall Powercat podcast, Bosco's Boys, Aggieville Outcats, and maybe another one or two more there in there, thrown in there as well. So definitely make sure you subscribe if you're not already to this podcast, and make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan, student, your roommate, a Big 12 fan about the Pearl Project Podcast. Well, what a way to check a flag on this episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. We had to move the bonus episode. Either I'll probably have to move it to next week, because I definitely want to focus in on tomorrow's race. So as I'm thinking about it now, sitting here thinking about it, I was like, I don't know if I want to round myself up and not get the best sleep forward. So I'm going to focus on the battle being tomorrow. So that's why I got the day. If it wasn't a race, then I'd be running. But race tomorrow, and I haven't had day off in 5-6 days. So perfect timing to slot it in there, and let's go get them. Let's go get them, boys. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. We'll see what happens with K-State this weekend. Obviously, the men's team bounced back. Talking about the basketball team after what shook down the other night in Ames. Can the women's basketball team continue their winning ways back in Manhattan against BYU? Can the tennis team continue to own Wichita State? We'll find all that out this weekend. Al Sain out there in San Diego, California. You will hear from him next week. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Go Cats. We will be talking to y'all this weekend.